With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A monster of a storm is beating up on the Pacific Northwest.
A bomb cyclone hitting the Pacific coast from Northern California up to British Columbia has left hundreds of thousands of people without power. Authorities are asking residents to stay off the roads after gale force winds downed trees and power lines. In Issaquah, east of Seattle, Como News talked with Wendy Harrington after a cedar tree fell on her house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass. Everything was just very loud. I thought the whole wall was coming down.
In Linwood, Washington, South County Fire reports a woman in her 50s died when a large tree fell on a homeless encampment. I'm Jennifer King.
Given her background in education at the state level, President-elect Trump has picked former WWE executive Linda McMahon to serve as education secretary. Also at SRNNews.com, pulling a 180, President Biden approves sending anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine for deployment against Russian troops.
This is a decision to allow Ukraine to use landmines, which are described by the Pentagon and by the White House as of the non-persistent type, which means we're told they will essentially self-destruct within a matter of hours or days because they are battery-powered, and when the battery runs out, then those mines no longer function. But of course it is controversial. More than 150, I think, countries have signed up to a treaty banning the use of landmines. The US is not party to that treaty. I understand that Ukraine has agreed not to use these mines in densely populated areas and also to use it within Ukrainian territory.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Target's third quarter profits disappointed Wall Street. Its outlook for the rest of the year not encouraging. Shares of Target stock tumbling 17% pre-market. And the Dow futures up 132 points. This is SRN News. A letter to America's leading companies.
It has been sent by Alliance Defending Freedom to all the members of the Fortune 1000, and it urges them to abandon their efforts to promote transgenderism and other aspects of the diversity, equity, inclusion campaign. The Christian legal firm points out that pursuing DEI not only enrages customers, but potentially violates the rights of company workers, leading to lawsuits. A growing number of big firms have already abandoned DEI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection has raised over $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to those who were sexually abused by homosexual scout leaders. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions were among over 300 from the Boy Scouts that will be sold over the next few years. Hoping to survive a barrage of sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy in 2020. This is SRN News. An update on plans for rebuilding a heavily traveled interstate bridge in Maryland.
The president's pending request to Congress for nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid includes money to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge after a deadly collapse in March. Maryland's congressional delegation is also working to secure 100% federal funding to cover the nearly $2 billion in estimated reconstruction costs. Lawmakers are meeting in a lame duck session to finish key priorities before a new Congress and the incoming Trump administration takes over. I'm Shelley Adler.
Federal wildlife officials say they are reviewing the removal of a bald eagle nest at the site of a planned subdivision in the East Alabama city of Auburn, following an outcry. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did issue a permit to the subdivision's developer to remove the nest. More details at SRNNews.com.